God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
When you lend it, you're at risk. If you give it, God will give it back to you. Why are you lending? Let me borrow $5 till next week. No, I'll give you $5. Why? Because the very nature of lending implies they're going to give it back. But what if they don't? How you going to feel? Now they're ducking you. Oh, I can't come to class. I won't be at Bible study. I won't be at church. I have to leave the choir. Why are you ducking me for $5? No, give it. And then God will give it back to you. Because he won't owe anybody. Now, these are principles that Solomon is writing that we are going to begin with that will keep you from being broke. Watch now. I'm going to stop, but watch. God promised to supply what you need. That's all he promised. That's all he promised. I said this yesterday at the board meeting as we went over the financials for 2016 and 17. I said, on the income side, that's up to God. The income for Bethel is up to God. We can do nothing about the income. We just come to you and say, it's offering time. But it's God who touches your heart, who the Holy Spirit has you give. Then you determine how you want to receive by how you give. That's up to God. But the expense side is up to us. We determine how we spend what God gives us. And because I hate debt in my private life, I hate debt in my church. And I will not have unqualified debt. Now, qualified debt to me is the mortgage and the utilities. That's debt that we have to have. But we don't have to have debt for a lot of foolish stuff. And because of that, God provides the blessing. The blessing in the income is also equal to the blessing of the management. You're in debt because you don't know how to manage what God gave you. Amen. God knew you were going to be 65 and not working, but you spent your money like it was nothing. Now you're sitting there, I'm on a fixed income. God knew it, but you didn't think about it. Why? Because you were not like the ant. The ant said, winter is coming. How many of you, when you turned 65, it surprised you? You ain't gonna raise your hand because you don't want to be embarrassed. But you were surprised. Now I don't have a job no more. I'm retired. And then you use this statement. I don't have it like I used to. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. You should have more. You know why? Because you shouldn't have the same debt. At some point in your life, you should start thinking, you know what? I don't need all this anymore. I can back off. I've cruised enough. I don't need to cruise every week now. I can cruise maybe 3 times a year. But no, we never make allowances for seasonal adjustments. But we want God to bless what we give him, but we're not giving him our best. Why are you broke? We can't deal with the poverty issue right off the top because that requires a little more study. That'll come later. But let me share with you, we're going to go. But it's cold outside. Just enjoy yourself. Listen to this. In Proverbs 22:7, listen to what he says. Here's another reason that you're broke. In Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is a servant to the lender. Watch this. You know how you tell people off? When they get on your nerves. But you ever notice you don't tell the person off at the bank? I have never seen anybody tell off the teller. They'll be in the line. Got me up here waiting. Who do they think they are? Oh, hi, how are you? I need to have this cash, please. Thank you. And when you go to pay your bills, you ain't nasty to the Pico guy when they call to tell you 3 months behind. You bet. Listen, now I'm telling you right now, stop calling me. No, no, they say, okay, fine, I won't call you no more. You're going to come home, it's going to be dark. You're like, oh, well, I'm sorry, but my dog died, and my aunt came up from Florida, and they caught us by surprise, and if you could just see your way clear, why? Because you're a slave and a servant to them. You're a servant to them. That's what Solomon says. You're a servant to them. There isn't anything that comes to my house that I hate opening up. I don't run from anything that comes in, whatever it is. Because I discipline myself to do it in 30 days. If I can't do it in 30 days, I won't do it. Because God does not want me in unqualified debt. If you rejoice because they raised the credit limit on your car, ooh, praise the Lord. Child, they just took it up to $5,000. You're rejoicing because you now can spend more money and not be able to pay it back? Consider the ant. He knows that life will change. How much more do you need? Now listen, you say, well, what's this got to do with faith? All of this takes faith. That's how the just live. They live by faith. They buy what they can afford, not what they want. I walked over and looked at a 2017 S-Class Mercedes. I walked along the side and looked at the sticker. It said $163,000. I said, I'm a Pentecostal bishop. There's only one group of people that could afford that car. Well, two. Rappers and postal workers. I had to get that in there, y'all know. And so I looked at that car, and I had no illusions. And the devil sits on your shoulder, claim it. Stretch your hands towards. I mean, it was fine, too, because I was riding with a bishop out in Ohio. He had one, and I was sitting in that car. I was like, Lord, this is the closest I'm going to get to it. He's cruising down the highway. Ooh, it was like floating on Elijah's chariot. And I saw that car, and I was, ooh, glory to God. But then all I saw afterwards was once a month paying $5,000. I said, devil, you a lie. This dog just ain't going to hunt. But you see, the enemy will push us, and then right away, we think we can use faith to get it. When the Bible says the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow. So every time something comes to my house, I never go, oh, my God, what is this? I say, praise the Lord. Or get on the computer and pay it. It's just, there you go. Just get it done. Get it done. Get it done. And thank God that I can do it. Why? 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 Why are you in debt? Because you don't use the proper principles to lower your electric bill. Most of you are paying the Pico rate instead of going through another carrier because you don't trust them. You've allowed yourself. Nah, see, because when you start messing around, something happened. No, you'll still get your same electricity. You'll just be paying a lower rate. You'll be paying 7 cents per kilowatt hour than 12. But you're comfortable paying 12 because I'm just used to paying it. Consider. God is sitting in heaven saying, I gave you every dime you needed and then some. I made every one of you wealthy. But you lost it. You bought what you don't need. How many hats do you have? You only wear one at a time. Why do we have to have 30 of everything? Howard Hughes was a billionaire. He wore khakis and a blue shirt.
Try this. Wear the same clothes. You ever go on a cruise and take 4 suitcases? Why? Those people don't know you. You can wear the same shorts and they'll think they're different ones. Why are you doing it? Why are you spending all that money for stuff that has no return? Why? You can't afford it. But it takes more faith to deny your flesh than it does to buy what you can't afford. I can't do anything about the poverty right now. That's a mindset. Poverty goes on and on and on through generations until you break the spirit of poverty in this sense. It's what people think. We glory in poverty. We brag about living in the hood. We brag about living in dilapidated places. So it becomes a badge of honor. We pass it on to our children as a badge of honor instead of teaching them to despise it, amen, to get out of it, yeah, to do everything in their power to escape it. Amen. As long as we have that mindset, we will always be in the projects. We're not in the projects because we can't afford it. We're in the projects because we think that's where we belong. And a group of rich people decided to put you there. And you said, you're right, I'm going to stay there. I'm not entitled to have my own business. I'm not entitled to do the best. I'm not entitled to be the best. There are other ethnic groups come to this country and buy everything that you sat around and looked at and refused to buy. When I was a child, all you could get at Dunkin' Donuts was a donut. That's why it was called Dunkin'. In fact, they even made them in the back of the store. Now you can get a meal for all parts of the day. And we spend our lives making everybody else rich because they employ the principles that God told us we ought to employ. They open up at 6 in the morning. We sleep till 12 in the afternoon. And we want to be rich. That's what he said. A little slumber, a little sleep. He said, you're going to be broke. Even Ben Franklin said, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, all of these need faith. They need faith.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.